I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game NFL Hall of Famer Harry Carson. But first, by baseball standards, the ultimate mark of consistency is Cal Ripken's record of 2,632 consecutive games played. By running standards, there are at least six men who consider Ripken's mark a short stretch. On Tuesday, Memphis, Tennessee resident John Simpson became the sixth person who has gone for a jog every day for at least 40 years, according to the U.S. Running Streak Association. Scott Cassiola's article, My Last Day Without a Jog, 1971, appeared this week in the Wall Street Journal, and he joins me now from the studios of NPR's New York Bureau. Scott, welcome to Only a Game.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And also joining me from his home in California is John Sutherland. He's one of those six runners. His last day without running occurred in May of 1969. John, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
Scott, in 2001, the U.S. Running Streak Association started tracking runners who go out for a daily jog. Tell us about the organization and its requirements.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, one of the great things about what John and these other gentlemen have done, who have done this for 40-plus years, is they started this without any sort of organization. They didn't set out to set these sort of records. They just kind of started running. Eventually, by the time this organization started, I mean, John had been running for 30 years. I imagine there are some runners now who have heard about this organization and become streak runners to become part of it. And I guess the requirement is pretty simple. You have to run at least 1 mile unaided every day. Most of these guys run well over 1 mile a day. I think Mark Covert said he'd only had three days over his 41 years when he's run 1 mile. Usually it's much, much more than that.
Well, the obvious question would seem to be, how can you confirm that somebody's been doing this? I mean, what if I walked into your office and said, I've been running for 45 years every day, 2 miles each time?
It is the honor system. I think there's nobody out there who can notarize what these guys are doing every day. I think you'd have to be kind of sick to make this stuff up. I don't know why you would. And I certainly believe everyone who says they have done this. I don't know why you would fabricate it. And I think these guys have a lot of mutual respect for each other. And I think there's sort of a code.
John, the association lists you as having its second longest streak. Mark Covert is the record holder. He's been running daily since July 1968. You and Covert have a long history together. Tell us how you know each other and how your streak started.
Well, that's true. I mean, I met Mark at LA Valley College, September of 1968. I was there as a baseball player, and he was one of the best high school runners in the area. And a friend of mine kidded me because I was running about 4 or 5 miles a day. You should go out for cross country. And I didn't even hardly know what cross country was. So I went out, and I enjoyed it, and I trained with him. I stared at his butt for 2 years, okay? And then between my freshman and sophomore year, I moved to Las Vegas. And I remember one day Mark writing me and telling me that he'd run every day for a year. And I thought, hey, I'm going to try that. And then I remember when Mark is at Fullerton, and he got to his anniversary for his fifth year, his teammates were going to tie him up and duct tape him so he couldn't run, and he drove out of town. And then it just took on a life of its own.
John, there have to have been days during this streak when you just woke up and said, nah, I don't think I'll do it today.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, the worst for me was I had that stomach flu where you just throw up everything you own overnight. So I ran to a park about a mile away, and I fainted. And my dog laid on my chest while these neighbors called the cops. There's somebody dead in the park. The cops woke me up, so what happened? I got to run another mile to get my streak going. And they offered to drive me home, and I ran back. It was downhill, so I made it. I ran back down the hill. But most of the time, it's not like that. You know, you feel pretty good when you wake up, and you just get out there and do it.
Scott, John Simpson is a retired dentist who lives in Memphis, Tennessee. And on Tuesday, he extended his streak to exactly 40 years. When he laced up his running shoes in 1971, do you suppose Dr. Simpson intended to keep at it this long?
You know, it's funny. I mean, he's got a really interesting story. He had polio as a teenager, and he decided to run to strengthen his legs. I mean, he still walks with a little bit of a limp. He doesn't limp when he runs. John is more of a recreational runner, but he still has that discipline to get up every morning. He gets up at dawn. He's out the door by about 5:30. He runs around this little pumping station next to his home, and he does about 3 miles at a really leisurely pace, but it counts. I mean, he's running every single day, And it's just something he enjoys. His wife told me that he always has adhered to this sort of disciplined lifestyle, and running is one part of that. It shows you how sort of diverse the appeal of running can be.
People think we're all like machines and we get up and it's like a military thing. It's not. I mean, I was in the music business for 25 years. I was working at Metal Blade Records, and that label is famous for, they're the ones that discovered Metallica. And one day, the owner, Brian Slagle, along with the manager of Jane's Addiction and the manager of Dokken and Slayer, they said, "Hey, John, let's go out to dinner and have some fun." And I said, I can't, guys. I gotta go run 10 miles. And they looked at me, and you know, these guys have no idea that I even ran. And they go, "You'd rather run than eat?" And I go, "Look at this body. I'm 6'4" and weigh 158 pounds. And I said, "Does this body look like it's missed more meals or more workouts?" And they said, "More meals."
Scott, an untimed one-mile jog every day may not sound all that grueling to some of the runners in our audience, but tell us about what Ken Young pushed through to keep his streak alive.
Ken Young is a really interesting guy, and he has one of the more sort of gruesome tales of falling during one of his runs and breaking both of his wrists. And he went in for surgery the following morning. He said he had two steel plates in his wrists, and he went out that afternoon and jogged. And he continued his streak.
That's impressive.
Yeah. that shows you. I mean, at a certain point, I think the streak becomes something that you're very conscious of after maybe it's 20 years, 25 years, and you'll do almost anything to sort of preserve it. It would be an interesting experiment for you at home to sort of go out and try to do this for a week, 2 weeks, just see how it goes, because 41 years is a hard number to conceptualize. I think it's
no,
15,000 days. Yeah, it's 15,000 days of running every single day.
Scott Cassiola joined me from the studios of NPR's New York Bureau. His article, "My Last Day Without a Jog, 1971, appeared this week in the Wall Street Journal, and you can link to it at our website, onlyagame.org. Scott, thanks.
Great. Thanks, Bill.
And John Sutherland has run every day since May of 1969. John, thank you very much for speaking with me.
It's been my pleasure. Take care, you guys.
40 years.